In the name of the Lord Jesus, I continue this part two of my testimony. Next, I would like to testify about God's protection during a car accident. I met with a car accident sometime in 1992. It was a Saturday, and I was working in the laboratory for my PhD research. I worked late that morning, and I had to rush home to pick up my 3-year-old son to go to church for the Sabbath service. Because I was in such a hurry to reach church on time, I decided to take an alternative, shorter route. However, I missed a turn, or rather, I drove onto the wrong road. So I stopped by the bus stop, looked left and right, before making a U-turn. I was pretty sure that the road was clear before I turned. However, just when I make a U-turn, a small Volvo car out of nowhere hit directly into my car. It all happened so suddenly, and I was really shaken. The door on the driver's seat was dented and bent. The front and side glass windows were broken, and splinters of glass were all over me. My first instinct was to check on the well-being of my son, who was sitting in the back seat. Thank God he was fine, as the car was hit on the driver's side. At that instant, a tow truck was nearby, and two men came to assist me. I calmed myself down and assessed the situation. I could still move, and so I carefully slipped out through the passenger door. Someone tried to help me to a nearby clinic to see the doctor. However, since I did not feel hurt and I suffered no cuts on my body, I did not seek any medical assistance. Instead, I went to the police station to make a report. The driver of the tow truck made me sign a form and took my car away. However, when I wanted to retrieve my car later, as I wanted another car mechanic to do the repairs, I was forced to pay a big sum of money. 2 days later, the car mechanic asked my husband about my condition, assuming that I would be badly hurt as the car's damage was quite substantial. My husband told him that I had survived unscathed, and the mechanic commented that I was indeed lucky. Thereafter, I told my husband that it was not luck, but rather the protection of God. Indeed, even though I had to pay a large sum of money to retrieve my car, praise the Lord Jesus for his protection and mercy. After reflecting on this accident has been a wake-up call for me. During that period, I had been slacking in my service to God, as I was too busy with my research work. I prayed for God's forgiveness and strength to place greater priority on divine work going forth. My fourth testimony is on God's healing of my pain due to nerve impingement. Around 1999, I had a fall on my back. It was a rainy day. The road was slippery, and due to my carelessness, I slipped and fell backward on the cement pavement. I managed to get up on my own slowly, and thank God there was no obvious injury, and I could still walk to my car. After that, I did not think much about the fall. About a month later, I suddenly felt a sharp pain in my neck and shoulder area. I thought it was due to long hours of work in front of the computer, but the pain persisted, and so I consulted a doctor. The doctor only prescribed a strong painkiller. The next day, the pain spread down to my upper arm. I returned to the doctor and explained to him that the medicine didn't work, and the pain was getting worse. The doctor then gave me an even stronger painkiller. The next day, the pain spread through my entire arm. It was so painful that I could not even lift up my left hand. All I could do was to pray. I reckoned that something was wrong, since the pain had spread from my neck to my hand, and it probably involved the nerves. So I returned to my doctor for another consultation. This time, he wrote a letter to refer me to a specialist at the University of Malaya Medical Center for further investigation. I prayed that God would provide a proficient specialist to diagnose and cure me of this excruciating pain. I went to the orthopedic clinic at the UMMC. After conducting a few examinations, the orthopedic specialist ordered the MRI, X-ray, and ultrasound tests. However, the booking for the MRI test was only available on the following morning. I had no choice but to wait. Meanwhile, the specialist prescribed some medication, including a new drug, Neurobion. The pain was indeed excruciating, and I prayed earnestly and in tears for God's providence and help, because I just could not stand the pain. After the prayer, I took the Neurobion. Later in the evening, I found that the pain in my arm had gradually lessened. I continued taking the Neurobion as prescribed, and by Saturday, I was no longer in pain. Thank God. I related my case to a sister in church, and I commented that since I was no longer in pain, there was no reason for me to go back to the hospital on Monday for an MRI. In fact, actually, I was scared to do the MRI. The sister advised me to go since it was a free service and it was good to find the cause of the pain anyway. So on the appointed day, I went to the hospital to do the MRI scan. Before the scan, the attending doctor attached a syringe with a dye into my arm. I asked the doctor what that was for, and he said that if something showed up, they would need to inject the dye and repeat the MRI for a detailed analysis. I was pushed into a metallic scanner. It was a frightening experience for me, as the pounding sound of the magnets was really unnerving and I had to keep very still. After what almost seemed like eternity, I was conveyed out of the metallic scanner, and the doctor then injected the dye into my hand and pushed me back into the scanner. At that moment, I knew that there was something serious. I was scared, and all I could do was to focus on God and pray in my heart. When the MRI scan was completed, I was to see the orthopedic specialist the following week. So, while waiting for the next consultation, I was very anxious, not knowing what was wrong with me. I could only turn to God in prayers for understanding and mercy. Finally, on the day of consultation, the specialist explained the images of the MRI scans as well as the X-ray which was taken earlier. It was clear that the cartilage of the third and fourth cervical vertebrae in my neck region had collapsed and impinged on the nerves. and this explained the sharp pain that had migrated from my neck to my hand. I asked the doctor what might have caused this problem. He said several things, and one of them could be due to a trauma, like a fall. Then suddenly, I retraced to the fall that I had earlier. Since I did not feel much pain, the doctor told me he would not do anything as it would be risky. Later, I learned that the new drug, Neurobion, that he had given me was vitamin B complex for nerve regeneration. Praise the Lord for taking away my pain and healing me. If the excruciating pain had persisted, the doctor would have taken a more drastic and risky treatment. God's grace and love is truly wonderful. After praying for more than 30 years, he bestowed the precious Holy Spirit on me. Job chapter 1 verse 21 is one of my favorite verses. Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked shall I return. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. This verse tells me who I am, that I am nothing without God. Everything that I have is all from Him. Out of the billions of people in this world, He has chosen me to be His child. Wonderful is the grace of Lord Jesus indeed. And may all glory and praise be given to our Abba Father. Amen.